A popular Outcast production.
Episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. Doop, boop, boop, ba ba, beep, boop. I don't know. That's stupid. But I'm here with extra special guest who's sipping water.
Extra special. Aww.
Special edition guest. Limited edition. Jeffrey the Body Kunkel. I have no idea. I don't know. Have you ever had a nickname?
Unless faggot counts.
In case you couldn't tell, I'm still sick.
Not that I was aware of, just Jeff.
Oh, God. This is going to be a fun episode.
People didn't, like, hate me enough to yell at me. They just ignored me.
They just hated you enough to segregate you from the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, to separate you from the rest of normal society. Shun you.
Pretty much.
Yep. I have said before on your own show that the way I met you was when you were a slightly chubbier 8th grade douchey weirdo.
It wasn't like I wasn't a real weird kid.
When I met you, you were doing the Monty Python silly walk.
Yep.
That's the first time I ever met you.
In a public place, like...
At a football game.
Yep.
Where all the cool kids are over the concession stands, you're at these little stands beside the concession stands doing weird Monty Python walks.
Yeah.
And you didn't understand why kids didn't like you in high school.
I didn't think it was weird in high school. I mean...
I thought everyone was doing Monty Python silly walks.
It was. God, were you still in school during when I tried out for the Mardi Gras court?
What year was it?
I don't remember.
No, I don't think so. Then I probably graduated by then. I always forget that you are actually much younger than me than I thought. Well, I always thought you were 1 year younger than me. Apparently that is incorrect.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm 26, so...
So, year-wise, you're 2 years younger than me. What grade did you graduate?
I graduated 05.
Okay, so in school, you were 1 year behind me.
Yeah, because I, September birthday, so...
Yeah, July birthday, I'm in the summer, so I just had, like, I was one of the old kids in my class.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, somehow not the oldest. Like, literally, when I graduated, I think I was 19, because our graduation, I think, was in July, and I turned 19.
Right.
But I wasn't even one of the oldest. There were kids who were older than me in my class.
Funkies, I guess?
No. Just, like, kids that were, like, I was in first grade with. Like, kids that went to Jackson Penn with me.
Weird.
That I knew literally since kindergarten, that were older than me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Other summer birthdays. They're just earlier summer birthdays.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, these kids had birthdays, like, early June, late May kind of shit, you know, so they were older than me, but...
Mardi Gras.
Yeah, well, what's this about?
This is the story I don't think I've ever told, because I don't remember it well. But,
I have fun Mardi Gras stories. Like seeing your ex-girlfriend's boobs at one of them.
We can get to that.
We're going to leave names out because I hate doing editing.
Okay, good
editing
call.
Is annoying as shit.
Good
I'll
call.
Edit if I need to, but...
Yeah. No, I feel you. But, I decided that...
We can use rhyme names. I'm fine with that. I don't feel bad about that. We can say Scar Stout.
Yeah, I use real names in Jeff and Mike all the time.
I know
and
you
I
do.
Don't edit it.
I know you don't. Yeah, I'm aware. I even bleeped out the name that on the last episode that you were on of my show.
Oh, yeah,
when you
yeah.
said about who we were going to talk about.
Oh, yeah,
my
yeah.
mom. Your open mic said I actually bleeped out that name in that episode.
Yeah,
like,
you did.
I just don't like using names, man.
No, that's reasonable. Like, that makes sense. I just don't have
I also try to keep... I try to keep everything as non-local as possible.
True.
Like I've said before, like, I don't say Sunbury. I say the crusty next town over.
Yeah.
No one knows where Sunbury is.
True.
Everyone knows the concept of that crusty weird town a couple of towns over.
The city of crusty weird town over the bridge.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like no one knows Freeburg. Everyone knows that weird little tiny town where they all kind of stick to themselves. And
yeah.
It's like their own little...
They had a red light for when they were doing construction. But then the construction was over and they took their red light away.
Who needed it?
They still don't have a red light now.
But yeah, everyone knows that weird little children of the corn town. Like,
it really is.
It's its own Twin Peaks. Like, but.
One of the residents that I was attempting to date at the time was going to show me an Indian burial ground, and we walked through the woods outside of tiny Children of the Cornburg.
Yeah.
And we get to these like roughly hewn stone gravestones in the middle of the desert, and like I'm looking at them, I'm like, whoa. And then I actually kind of like moved the plants. I was like, this is like Jacob. And it's like, this is like Amish graveyard, not Indian graveyard.
Oh, God. This is Ezekiel.
Yeah, it was a bunch of stuff like that. Like, you're full of shit. Oh, Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I got it
in my head that, like, because you had to be wacky. There's, like, this weird, like, assembly in front of the whole school, and you had to, like, it was a popularity contest. I mean,
of course.
Everything in high school was.
Yeah.
But I got it in my head.
You won all of those contests.
What? Oh.
All of the popularity contests.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. I showed up in, like, a tank top, like, shorts, like, athletic shorts, but, like, because you're a kid, they're still a little too short, so, like, kind of booty shorts.
Yeah. Like 70s gym shorts.
Yes. I don't remember what shoes or headgear I was wearing, but I don't remember what I was wearing on my feet, but I had soccer socks that I had cut the ends off and worn as, like, weird arm warmer things. I couldn't tell you where my motivation came from. Like, it was literally like, I need to be weird today. And then I honestly was, and I came out, and Dad has no idea what is going on. And what are you, some sort of S&M guy? And I don't know what that means.
Really?
So I tell everyone I'm that all day. Teachers.
Oh.
People.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff.
No clue. And everyone just smiled and nodded. You're just the weird, polite kid.
Sometimes I wish I had a time machine. I would went back in time and fixed you. Not that I was like a cool kid in high school, but like...
Oh, man.
I had friends.
Yeah.
I was kind of a cool kid in high school. Like, not the cool kid.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
I was the floater. I was like, I was kind of friends with everyone in everyone's group. Or, you know, I only annoyed a few people, like everyone does, but I only get picked on. But
yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, my. Oh, Jeff, you hurt me a bit. The S&M kid. Oh, my God.
That guy that was, like, junior, senior year, never came up again, either. Like, I'm amazed that never bit me in the ass. I'm sure people hated me more for it, but, like, no one ever picked up on that, like...
Oof.
Yeah. Lucky break on that one, I guess.
I'm trying to think... I want to try to see who can tell more embarrassing stories on this. I'm going to try to think of some really good embarrassing stories. I think ones I haven't already told. Like, I told the one about on Bennett's episode about how my first and only girlfriend throughout schooling was in 8th grade, and we only dated for one quarter of a football game.
Yes.
And I broke up with her because I was afraid she was going to move too fast because I knew she already kissed a boy.
I didn't have any weird hang-ups on sexuality. I wanted it. I didn't know what it was I wanted exactly. I mean, you know, boys have a penis, girls have a vagina, all that business, but until you actually get in it, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Until you actually get into it, you don't really know what it is. But, like, I wanted it, I just didn't have the ability to get any.
Yeah. Yeah, I neither, don't worry about that. I did have the notebook. I had, like, I always kept journals, and I had a whole journal of just names of girls I had crushes on in order of when I got a crush on them. I still have that notebook. I think it's in Obi's car.
Wow.
Yeah, because I had it in there. I was looking at it one day, and I just had it in his car. It's awful. And I would love to go back through that notebook and call every one of those girls and see if they knew, and if they did know, how much they hated me at that time. I think that'd be great.
And if they didn't, are they free?
Yeah, yeah. What are you doing now? Well, I'm pretty sure they all have kids now. I'm fucking,
yeah.
Yeah. You people and your kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pulling these up.
Your shorts.
Yeah, it's a little warm in here. Airing out the gams.
As far as I know, there's no photographic evidence of Jeff the S&M guy.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I really would like to see that.
I wish I remember cutting holes in soccer socks and putting them on my arms. I might have had two pairs.
I remember you wearing some just weird shit sometimes. True. You used to wear weird shit in school.
I continue to, but now I'm lazier. So, like...
Like, I used to do dumb, like, Kool-Aid hair dye treatments and bullshit in high school. That was always awful, but... Oof.
God, my high school uniform was fucking Nirvana gear. It was blue jeans and an unbuttoned flannel shirt. Like,
see, I always remember you wearing Hawaiian shirts. I remember that.
I evolved into
what are they called? What are those shirts? Style shirts called?
Oh yeah, yeah. Black people shirts. Your face was awesome.
Is that a thing?
I think, like, big, colorful, loose-fitting shirts.
Yeah.
I thought that was a thing.
Yeah.
With,
like, Spider-Man print and that kind of stupid shit.
Yes. Maybe it's because my uncle's husband wears big, loose, colorful shirts too. So maybe that's just a weird association I have.
I was going to say, I don't know the association with...
From a kid. Because, like, people. It was me and him that would wear those shirts, and they were awesome. But I had the big,
they
like,
certainly were.
Extra large shirt that had, like, the water on it. Like, the
I remember that shirt.
And, like, I was a chubby kid, but I was not an extra large.
No,
so,
I was an extra large in high school, but I was also, like, 295 in high school.
Yeah.
You were maybe 160 at best, mm-hmm. wearing, like, 2Xs that looked like 2X Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, it started, like, freshman, maybe sophomore a little. It was the flannels.
Yeah.
That I would wear unbuttoned like a cape. Like,
so I don't remember you in finals at all.
And then that was also when I had like the ear length hair, the chin length hair.
I remember that, like the weird like pseudo, it wasn't like a bowl cut, it was like a bowl cut.
I was like trying to get like a ponytail so I could be super cool.
Oh. Oof.
Yeah.
They're not cool.
No.
I have one right now. But, like, I just have long hair. I just stopped cutting my hair, so.
But, I could never get it, like, it, I don't know, it would, like, stop growing around my, like, chin.
Yeah.
And, like, but I would take care of it because my mom was a hairdresser, so it was always, like, girl hair. It was always girl hair. It would also, I would brush it incorrectly, and... it would go like this. It would do the little Dutch girl thing
God,
on the edges.
Oh, God, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I, like, apparently if you brush it one way, it, like, curls out. If you brush it the other way, it curls in and gives you, like, the page.
So like, I just never brushed my hair, really.
Yeah, like, because I washed it very well, and it was very shiny and wavy. You know, I had professional shampoo because my mom always had it.
Now you just have the, I'm trying to think, the Fred Rogers, I think, is what I'm thinking of here. What I picture.
Mr.
Rogers' haircut.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Then I went to the feathered 80s hair like, the late, early 2000s, like, the up. Like, the, I had the, like, the...
See, I remember with the big poofy hair.
Yes,
I remember
the poofy hair. That's what I'm talking about.
That's the Jeff I remember. I remember you with big poofy hair, Hawaiian shirts.
Yep.
Long white socks and sandals. Didn't you do that?
That sounds like me.
It does sound that. That's my memory. Even if you,
I still
do it.
Only own socks that are like half leg.
Yeah, like calf length.
Like that's my shortest socks. No, I have 3 pair of ankle socks because I needed shoes immediately.
Calves are the size of your waist.
True.
So I don't think long socks work for me. Though I did go through a phase where I only wore field hockey socks, black.
Up to your knees?
Yeah, knee-high black.
I've got a bunch
socks.
Of gray ones like that.
Yeah. They were just comfy.
They look like the old people socks, the ones that like, keep their legs from falling off.
Well,
or whatever.
Yeah. See, I wore them because I never used to wear pants, ever. I'd wear shorts year-round. Like, I went for years without wearing a pair of pants. So in the winter, I'd wear, like, all these long shorts, but then these, like, knee-high, like, wool field hockey socks. It was just an awful scene.
Until I started living with Asa, Asa moved in, I wore a new pair of jeans every day. Yeah. In my house, you would just, I had a bunch of pairs of jeans, and when you're done, that you wash your, you put them in the hamper. Like, I was not aware that people wore jeans more than once and before they washed them.
Oh, I think about, like, you bought a new pair of jeans.
Oh, no.
Like, I think about, like, new as in, like, what the fuck?
Because I remember just, like, I, you know, the day would be over, I put my jeans in the hamper, and Ace would be like, why, you only wore those once? And I'd be like, yeah. And she's like, dude, blue jeans are fine to wear, and, like,
I'm now, pretty sure I've gone, like, months without washing pants before.
Oh, the, like, now I will go, and, like, pants that actually are, like, just cloth now that shouldn't go for that long.
I was
going
to say, I think...
Like, now, they're just, pants are, like...
Shirts, you know, not so much anymore, but, like, shirts and boxers. Boxers, I make sure a fresh pair every day.
Yeah, boxer briefs for me, but, yeah.
Well, boxer briefs for me also, but, socks, usually once a day.
Yeah.
On occasion, if I fall asleep with them on and just have to rush to work.
Yeah.
Which I usually don't wear socks when I sleep, but sometimes I'll just pass the fuck out. I work third shift, so I'll get home and I'll just pass out, wake up, my socks on, just fucking go to work. Whatever, fuck it.
Yeah.
But, like, pants, I'll go in shorts, I'll go an uncomfortably long time without washing them sometimes. And I've gone, like, a really... I used to hate doing laundry.
Yeah.
Like, when you and I lived together at one point...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I ever did laundry. I might have gone a year without doing laundry.
That's funny.
Actually, no, I do remember I did laundry twice the entire time you and I lived together.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived together for about a year.
But you don't stink, which is weird.
It's bizarre, because I'm a big dude, and I sweat a lot. I don't sweat like an underarm sweat.
Yeah. Face,
neck, and chest sweat a lot.
Yeah.
And the backs of behind my knees, like my knee pits... Nothing else sweats.
Huh.
It is really rare I'll get a stink on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really fucking rare.
Yeah.
And I wear patchouli all the time anyway, so, like, I pretty much just kind of do the hippie thing.
Yeah,
but I didn't really have a natural body odor. I don't really have much of one. Never did.
No, I was telling you on the phone that I've noticed... I don't notice myself stink, but I'll notice older shirts have just, like, a man smell to them.
Yeah. Some of mine will get there
but
sometimes.
But it's not a bad smell. It's just, like, I pull it over my nose. I'm like, oh! If anyone is, like, right up on me, they're going to smell, man.
The other... a while ago, I got this thing that I wanted to stop using any kind of laundry detergent or even vinegar, though. I just wanted to use pure water and
put them
in the washing machine with just water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did, like, three loads in a row like this, and I had, like, a couple just plain Hanes shirts that fucking stunk like the devil's asshole. I'm like, you know what? I might want to actually wash these with detergent now.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll use laundry detergent about every other washing or so like that.
We're going super hippie-dippy, too.
Yeah, and Aislinn
hasn't used deodorant in ages. She uses, when she does, she uses a lime wedge.
Pretty much, I use, I do use deodorant, but, like, I'll use, it's a really mild, and I'll use it about maybe once, maybe twice a week.
Yeah.
I kind of got hippie-ish weird. I haven't washed my hair in way too long. Now, granted, like, I get the driest scalp of all times, so when I don't wash it, it actually works out better than when I do wash it.
I've got, like, the freaking mummy skin. Like, if I don't have put some sort of ointment on my face every day,
I'm a big lotion fan. I love lotion and oil. And,
like, I've got this stuff, this mimetazone, which is, like, it feels like Vaseline, but it's, like, a topical steroid, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And I put it on my face, but the doctor's like, it's the only thing that keeps your face from, like, rash.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want you to rub steroids into your face every day.
Yes.
And, like, I had been rubbing that into my face every day for, like, 3 years.
Oh, weird.
And then, like, we went to a new doctor. He's like, I recognize that this is the only thing that can stop it sometimes, but I'm going to give you another ointment that you use that one every day, and then if it gets bad, use the steroid one. So
did you do the acne thing in high school?
No.
I don't think so. I never, like, you remember me ever seeing a pimple on me? I don't think I ever had one.
That's
in high school.
I think you are either the dry skin kid or the acne kid.
Yeah, like, this is the oily pizza kid.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I think I started recently. Now, about once or twice a month. No, about maybe once or every other month, I'll get a pimple on either one of near the corners of my beard thing.
Yeah.
Because my beard gets sweaty now. So I think I have a little one right here now. Mm-hmm. And it's weird. I'm like, and I don't know how to deal with them now. I'm like, I never had pimples in high school.
I don't think I
had a pimple anywhere on me ever.
I get them
schooling
on, like, my back. on my bridge piercing because I'm always fucking with it. So I've always got like my hand oils on
it. I'll get them like now on like my lower neck, like where my back and neck meet because I let my hair grow out now. So it gets sweaty there. And so like, it's for my when I sleep. I'll just have a mat of hair there. It's so fucking gross.
And I'll get acne every once in a while, too.
Acne?
A pimple on your butt.
Oh. Because
there's acne, well, backne, and acne.
You have a hairy ass, don't you?
Yeah, I shave it pretty frequently, but...
You shave your ass?
Yep.
That's fun.
No, only when I, like, do a full body shave. I'm pretty lazy about it, but maybe once every other month, I'll just take the buzzer and just...
See, you've known me. I am the least hairy person. Yeah. In the world. Now, I haven't shaved my chest now. I've shaved my chest about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I have to show for it.
Nice.
Literally, almost nothing.
Well, I
And, like, literally, it's right here. That's all.
Nice. I wasn't hairy, but, like, my mom's side of the family, where you get your hair from...
My mom. That bitch.
No, my mom's side of the family, where you get the hair from, they're all bears. Just no hair on their head, giant dwarf beards.
Oh, that's
just
the testosterone thing, because I don't understand how that works. So when you have, too much testosterone, you start balding in your head, and you get hair everywhere else.
Yep.
Which makes no sense.
It's, I took after my dad all through high school, because their side of the family can barely grow a beard, but they've got a luscious head of hair.
I was going to say, your dad, I don't think, is balding at all, is
he? No, very, very slightly receding.
Oh, okay.
But that's about it. But, now I'm starting to shift, and, I'm getting, chest hair, and I,
has your hairline receded at all?
A little. You can only, when
pull
I...
Pull hair back, I want to see it. Oh, no, that's not bad.
But, it's thinning right now.
Like me? Yeah. I've never had a forehead. My eyebrows meet my hairline, pretty much. I've had the lowest hairline of all time forever, and I would look good with a receding hairline, because I'd finally have some forehead.
Right, right.
I think I have two fingers width of forehead.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is awful.
Yeah, but,
great, they're fat fingers, but still.
Right. When I had the mohawk, you could start to see that it was thinner up in the front.
Yeah.
So, I've got a feeling that as I get older, it probably won't be as bad as my grandfather.
See, you'd look good with a good, Jack Nicholson thing going there, the widow's,
widow's peak.
Yeah, you'd look good with that. I think you'd rock that out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, yeah.
Did you do, a Wolverine haircut for a while where you had, the fucking... The sides, kind of...
I may have very well.
For some reason, I think
that sounds like something I'd do.
For some reason, I picture you with the Wolverine, Hugh Jackman... kind of, not spiky on the sides, but, just kind of combed up on the sides and back in the front... I remember you just looking...
I did some weird-ass shit.
You had some silly ideas. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Good for
God,
you.
Middle school was even worse, though. I drew a mustache on my face with Sharpie. I don't know.
Jeff.
I was just struggling to... I don't know. I have no idea why.
Did you think people would think it was a real mustache?
No.
Okay, good.
I do think that people thought it would be cool, but it was just...
Did you get a headache?
No. Permanent marker. I used permanent marker on my face to draw a mustache more than once. And,
Jeff.
And then it would slowly fade. Jeff. I don't know.
Come on now. Jeff. I remember you asked me once, why didn't people like me in school?
I guess I never really sat and thought about it.
Well, let's get into it, Jeff. Let's really think and let's have a good think. It could be because of something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the 4X t-shirts.
Could be.
or the sandals and socks. Or the S&M sock arm warmers.
Man, I think I wore a Marty...
Green jeans? Were those from high school?
I don't remember.
I thought they were. I thought you had green jeans your senior year, or at least junior year, because I remember them.
Yeah, maybe.
I remember you with green jeans before you graduated.
Yeah. I love those green jeans.
I did too, actually.
I got too skinny
for them. Now they'd be fashionable.
Oh, yeah,
you were ahead of your time with that.
God, I've lamented to Aislinn multiple times, why can't boys get colorful pants? because I mean, we could get into the fact that I am rather ambiguous, too, as far as sexuality.
Yeah. I still don't see you, though. Not that I don't see you doing dudes, but, to me, you just seem dudish.
That's cool. Many people have told me that they were positive I was gay.
No.
And none of them have ever said that was a bad thing, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, no, yeah, to me, I never even...
Aislinn, even, she thought Tony and I were gay for a while.
Now, Tony, mutual friend Tony,
yeah.
Him, I always thought... still think, mm-hmm. will continue to think until the end of time, that there is some closeting action going
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in way too long. He's living in Lewisburg. It's not like, anyway. But yeah.
In the rich town next door.
Yeah, but he's living in, like, a halfway home. No, it's, he, Justin, John.
No one knows who these people are.
Right. Four guys that we knew from high school are, like, split in a house.
So,
like,
he lives with a lot of men. Weird.
It's basically the party house take two.
Oh, like, yeah? Oh, yeah. That's fun. Good
yeah,
for him.
It's, yeah, so right. He just moved from one party house to another.
I like him.
Yes, he's, I love
he's
him.
He's the only person that sometimes I feel bad that I might have been a bully. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I hope I wasn't a bully to people. I'm like, shit, I might have been to him. And it wasn't like, it's not like I didn't like him. It's like I don't like gay people.
No.
I just want him to admit that he's gay. To make me feel better.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, to make me right.
To validate me. To fucking...
To recalibrate your gaydar.
yeah, pretty much.
I always have this, like... Because I know there's...
Well, actually, I want to get... In high school, like, were you attracted to dudes in high school?
No, not at all.
No?
Nope. I mean, I was friendly with the gay guys, like...
Well, yeah, I mean, we had...
But no, it... Honestly...
You are good. You're about to use names again, you son of a bitch. I saw
sorry,
it.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah, you're using all these names.
Yes, I was totally gonna use them.
I know you are. I know who you're gonna say, too.
But, no, or not the one in my grade.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying.
Because he didn't come out till after. He's a cool kid, kid.
He's dead now, so...
Oh. Wait. Oh, no, he was a year behind me.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, we're coming all this
crap. That bummed me out.
Yeah, me too.
But...
I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother. They were not both good kids.
Yeah, they were.
Whatever. Really anyway, so...
Sad, sad, sad.
Anyway, let's try not to use goddamn names, you son of a bitch.
I just don't filter.
I can see it. I can see the names. I see you going through your phone book in your head. Like, what's this kid's name that I can say?
Oh, man.
But anyway, you... Attracted to dudes in school. Not at all?
No, no.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, like, when, like, that's kind of odd, too. Like, not that, like, I mean, I don't know, people can be attracted to what the fuck ever, but, like, I don't really know anyone who had, like, an odd, like, you know what, I think I like guys now, also.
Yeah, it was pretty late in life. It was, like, I think that it was, because I did have that experience at the one party.
Yes.
And, like, it didn't eke me out that much. It did a little at the time, but I got over it pretty quick.
Yeah. And I know, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you're just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, because I got blown at a party very, very drunk and blew a guy because, I mean, it's only polite.
By blow, we were talking oral, sexual...
Yes, yes. I fellated. not to completion. I think I'd remember that.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, I didn't give a fuck. I remember that. I'm like,
no, hey. And like my, because I remember sitting, because that was the same night I drank a bottle of piss too, or took a sip of a bottle of piss.
Yes.
But I remember just sitting there remembering it all. I had a blackout for much of that night.
Yeah.
The two things I don't want to remember.
You got real good and shitty.
Oh, I really did. Probably the drunkest I've ever been.
Probably the drunkest I've ever seen you and.
Yeah.
Probably close to being the drunkest I've ever seen anybody.
Like, yeah.
You were good and shitty.
I took like 7 shots in an hour and a half. Like,
yeah, but and you weren't a drinker. Like,
no,
like,
no. Yeah. Like, I didn't have the yeah.
You still don't seem like a chemically experienced person.
Not terribly.
No.
Like, I'm a lightweight pretty much.
Again, I remember you talking on your episode of whatever, or someone talking about like you smoking, hookah tobacco for the first time. I'm like, I got a buzz.
Yes,
I think this.
Yes.
I like you thought it was like spiked, or you thought there was still pot residue in it.
Yeah.
Like, no, guess what, dickhead? Sometimes nicotine just gives you a little bit of a buzz.
I literally had no idea cigarettes did anything for anyone until that day.
Yeah,
I was like, oh.
And you were how old?
It was easily like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, and I remember waking up after that party, and just, like, the first person I see, I was like, I think I blew a guy. Just,
yeah.
Like, because I've always kind of lived by, it's much easier, it's still going to suck to tell people, but it's much easier than people finding out.
Well, it's just like, easier just to accept it and be like,
yeah.
Hey, guess what I did?
Yeah.
You know, that's funny.
You can make it a funny story a lot faster.
Well, yeah, or you just, like, have other people bring it up and let it bother you.
Yes,
like, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, fuck that. Like, and bring it up occasionally and like, or try to hide it or
but,
something.
Like, after I processed that, I was like, you know what? I mean... I'm not going to deny to myself that there wasn't at least some attraction there. I mean, I don't think I want to be a gay guy, but I don't think I'm opposed.
What does you don't want to be a gay guy?
Well, you know, like, I don't want to, like, commit myself to the homosexual lifestyle or anything
like
that.
Well, yeah, but you're into girls, though, also.
Yes, so, like, yeah, because, I mean, vaginas make my dick hard, so...
Yeah.
You know, so I
was like... But now, like, do dudes make your dick hard? Do any guys make your dick hard?
One does.
Well, I know one does. We can say his name. I don't give a fuck.
Matthew Fry. But, I was more conceptually bisexual until I ran into that kid.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like, you know what? I'm open to the idea that I could hook up with a guy. And then I was like, oh, yep.
He is
yeah.
a gorgeous man.
Yes.
For the record.
And
again, he's not my kind of man. Mm-mm. I like, if I'm going to find a man any kind of aesthetically pleasing or whatnots, whatever you want to call it, it's the manlier, like the kind of like the lumberjack.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman from X-Men Origins while he's chopping wood looking like a lumberjack with the hairy chest thing.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. But it's kind of, I mean, honestly, it's a femmy guy. Like, a guy that's kind of like a girl, and just the fact that they're a guy doesn't bug me at all. It's like, that I would hit.
Yeah.
Like,
hard.
Yeah. What was it on the episode we were talking about him? I said I would wreck that, or I would...
Oh, God, something.
Something that he heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was still underage at that point.
Yep, he's 18 now, though.
You creep. You creep a creep.
Well, I also didn't know he was that underage until after we recorded that episode. That holds up in court. Well...
I could have swore he was of age.
Well, at least I didn't, like, do anything. Right, I just talked about it. Conspiracy to...
Now, have you had any male experience since Drunk Night? Never?
Nope.
Never?
Nope. No. Not gonna say it won't ever happen.
I'm gonna say, Matthew, get on that shit, buddy. If you're listening.
But, like, Ace and I have talked about polyamory or opening up a relationship, and we agreed that we need to have our relationship at 110%.
Yep, actually, and I want to tell you, this is opening news here. After I listened to your episode about polyamory and you talking about you and Ace and... I 100% had a sex dream about both of you that night.
Ha!
Yep. Boom.
Nice.
Yep. You guys got in my head about something, like, and I That's fucked funny. Both your brains out in my dream. Boom.
That's awesome.
Do the wrestling move. People's elbow. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's, like, it's ever out of the question, but it, like, once Ace and I are at, like I said, 110%.
Well, yeah. To me, like, we're gonna take a quick break here. We're getting to polyamory because I actually want to talk about polyamory stuff. It's a quick break so I can blow my nose and fucking be sick somewhere and
top our drinks off.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money, and we can buy new microphones, and buy new cars, and buy a cruise ship, and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
Oh, there is one story I've never told on... Oh, you did start recording. Told on anything.
I don't know if you noticed... Professional.
Right. Very true. Consummate.
But wait, we're back!
Yes.
That break was brought to us by...
Not an improv student, as you can tell.
I was going to say, yes and.
Sorry, I was coming to school. No,
I'll say that break was brought to us by watching Jeff be a parent. Which was awful. Which reminded me why I don't want to be a parent.
And that's the fun part.
Like, yeah, the fun part looks awful.
Tickle fights and shit are the fun.
Looks awful. I don't like tickle fights with hot females, let alone with children. Some children that's mine. Well,
as I discussed on Jeff in Motion, tickling almost always leads to sex. Once you're an adult. If another adult person lets you tickle them, they'll probably okay with you putting your dick in them. Like,
that's funny.
That's just math.
But...
What were we talking
about? Polyamory.
Yes.
So yeah, okay. So I have not been in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I think since 2007.
Yeah.
I think... Maybe 6, but I'm pretty sure it was 7. It's been a long goddamn time. Mm-hmm. I don't like dating. I don't like being... I like having connections with other people. Mm-hmm. With women, you know, I like women. I'm not a woman hater. I'm not like you who are... You try... God, your feminist rants make me want to punch you in the face. Hate it.
Oh, well.
Hate it. Oh, God. But, I'm all about equal rights.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. Like, I'm not like, oh, feminism. Feminism, to me, isn't equal rights. Because that's leaning towards, like... They'd be like, well...
I go for the equal rights definition of feminism.
Yeah, I
but
know.
I just use the word because it's a commonly understood word.
Yeah, but to me, it's a common misconceived word also.
Oh, for sure.
Like, if I said, I'm into masculinism, and someone's like, oh, what's that? I'm like, oh, it's equal rights.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? Oh, it just means equal rights. I'm like, well, it doesn't sound like equal rights.
No, it doesn't.
No, it sounds like you're leaning to one side.
Yeah.
Why doesn't feminism sound like that also? To me, it does.
Yeah, I know. I get that.
Yeah.
And
then you have, like, the feminazi people. And again, I'm not, like, men's rights fucking bullshit.
I'll take the most annoying feminist over a men's rights person any day.
But see, I won't. I hate annoying people altogether.
True.
Equal rights.
I probably wouldn't speak to either of them very long.
whatever, either way. So I
tend to just avoid people I don't like, too.
You're ultra-bleeding heart liberal bullshit.
I am.
But again, I'm with you on all of it.
Yeah.
I just don't talk about it.
True.
Like, I'm totally with you on most of it. But yeah, it's just, to me, it's equal. Equal rights, period.
Yeah.
Equality...
Yeah.
Equal sign sticker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
Yes.
But yeah, just, anyway, I don't know how I got into that. But anyway, dating. I haven't dated in a long time. But yes,
I don't know if I ever, like, TVs and movie dated. Like, I've never, like, gone on the first date or anything.
Oh,
like
see,
that.
Well, that actually, I've done that a couple times in the last, I've talked about it on stand up bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, I've never, like, asked a girl on a date.
Oh,
like,
I have. It's awful. But yeah, like, committed relationship thing, I don't want it. Mm-hmm. And,
And
the thing is, I think I do want it. I just want a polyamorous relationship going into it as a polyamorous relationship.
Because that's, like, that's a hell of a lot easier than transitioning.
See, and to me, I don't see a transition working.
Yeah.
I could see it. What the fuck is going on with you? Oh, someone's calling me. Too bad.
Okay.
Too bad, bitch. But...
he but, answered to say that.
Yeah, I should have.
I told you not to call me at this number.
Oh my god. Being sick and doing podcasting is great for the listener, I'm sure. It's a treat for the ears. It's just trying. Even. Who the fuck. Okay, where we live in our lives.
Oh, God.
You live in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a smaller town.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the small town.
Yeah, that's the other issue with...
The population of my county is less than the population of what the fictional town of Twin Peaks was.
Wow.
Yes, the fictional town of Twin Peaks was supposed to be 5,280. And then once the producers wanted to be changed because they thought that was too little for a small town, so they changed it to 52,801.
Mm-hmm.
Fun facts for everybody. I've been a big Twin Peaks cake lately.
Mm-hmm.
My town is 3,000.
Wow.
I live in a small-ass town.
Yeah.
That's
the thing, like, I could see polyamory working for Asa and I if we moved to a city, because now the only other people that would be interested in that are probably gross and old.
I was going to say, like, creepos. Yeah, creepos.
Like, layovers from the swinger era.
Well, I was going to say, creepos... Or people who are just into swinging. I could see a couple friends that I have that are in a committed relationship or that aren't married that would probably swing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that happen.
And there's nothing wrong with swinging. It just comes from a kind of creepier age.
To me, swinging seems like almost a worse idea than being polyamorous after being monogamous.
Yeah.
Because then you generally have two couples who are trying to be polyamorous...
Yeah.
But still have an edge of monogamy because you're still coupled off and doing, like, a couple trading thing, and it's weird. That whole thing weirds me out.
Yeah,
But yeah, me personally, I would like to be in a polyamorous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I just don't see it happening anytime soon where I live, and I'm not going to try it. Like,
and that's, like, if Asa and I think, if we think it's not going to work, because our primary relationship we have right now is more important.
Yeah, of course.
Than being able to fuck other people.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, I've known you both pretty fucking long.
Yeah.
The only thing I think, And again, who wants my opinion? I just know you both. I would see it working 100%. I would just see you having to work out some jealousy kinks. I could see that's all it is. I'm both of you, not just you, not just her.
Oh no, yeah,
but not sure. Nearly as much as your average dude or average girl. Like true. I'm just saying, your average people.
Yeah,
I mean, like in America, we have this ownership quality to everything in the world. Like we have to own, you know, we want to own land, machines, cars, books, like everything. Everyone wants to own something, and we put that in a relationship. So that's how our culture's bred. So you just have this ownership over your partner.
Yeah.
I think you guys have a lot less of that than most couples.
True.
So, again, I just personally, I can see it working out for you guys. Yeah.
But it'll be a slow road, and, like, it's not something that we're gunning for either.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's all on the back burner.
Well, yeah, it's just something that might happen someday. Yeah, I get that. Well,
put it on simmer. Put it on simmer.
Simmer.
Simmer. Like, the the lowest...
I got it.
You don't need to explain.
I got it. I'm just not pleased. Oh, God. But, yeah, anyway, I don't know. Yeah, but, I'm with you on the polyamory thing. Like, that's, something that
seems like a great idea.
Yeah.
In theory. Like,
in theory, and I just, to me, I just don't think I was created to be a monogamous thing. To me, I don't think I was meant to couple off. It's never seemed natural. Cheating doesn't seem... Cheating just seems bad.
Yeah.
Because the other person's not in on it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it seems shit.
Like, it just seems shady. It seems like you're lying. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to lie. I don't... I'm sure I do lie more than I want to, but I don't think about it. Like, I'm a pretty fucking honest dude. Like,
Yeah.
Like, I'm polite. I try to be polite.
Yes.
I try to have manners, but, like, I just don't hold back. You know, I'm like, whatever, I got poop or fucking whatever. Just, you know. I don't give my opinion when it's not wanted.
Yes.
When it is wanted, I will give my full opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That's just, you know. Difference between being an asshole and I hate when people are assholes and it's like, oh, I'm just honest. No, you're just an asshole.
Yes.
And you have an entitlement thing and what the fuck ever, you know.
Yeah, you know how people
are. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, polyamory, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't want to just brush up on that. I try to think of things that you talk about in your episode that I want to comment on.
Yeah.
But we don't live anywhere close to each other or like, you know, you have a job and I have a job, but they are completely different shifts.
Yes.
Like, you're going to work when I'm getting off work.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah, almost to within a half hour.
Yeah, I leave the house at 7.
I get home at 7.
Yep.
I get home at 7 from work.
That's funny. Yeah, so.
Oh, God. I get home to my mountain.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's when you leash up the burrow. Like,
oh God, I hate being sick. It's awful.
Mm.
But yeah, so let's. What else? What were you? I think you were going to say something well before we got back into anything.
Oh.
I don't know what it was. I got to get a drink.
Yeah, there was. Okay, there is one story that I have never told. There, like. Mike and Bill know this because I did a Reddit, like, Ask Reddit, or I don't remember what it was. It was a self-post in Reddit about this story that I deleted an hour later, and Mike and Bill saw it. So they're the only two people that know. And I've processed it a little more since then, but, like, this is literally my only secret.
All
like,
right. Ooh, I want to hear
this
it.
Is literally, after I get this out on the podcast... There's nothing I haven't told everyone.
Are you telling it on your own podcast?
No, right here.
I was going to say, this won't be airing for at least, probably close to a month.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, if you want to tell it on your own, you can get out there on yours first.
I think this, I need someone to react to it.
I need someone
to be like, no, Jeff, it's okay.
Okay, yeah. What is it? I'm curious. I like this.
I don't know how old I was. So, also, we've established that my memory is shit.
Yeah, mine is too. I understand.
So, I think I remember this story worse than it actually is.
Yeah.
Well,
that's how memories work also. Mm-hmm. You know, you remember
and
the memory.
I was between 8 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess earlier than later. And I had no idea what sex was. Yeah. I had nothing. No fucking clue. But I was just starting to get boners. And we had a hen house.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And hens are always in heat. Because they're always ovulating. And so if you would grab a hen the wrong way, it would present. And what I remember in my head was what I thought was sex, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't. You know what I mean? It was probably, the look on your face.
So waiting for you to say something.
What I remember, because I thought I was having sex with chickens. But,
oh my.
As I've grown up, I've done research and I know that that kills the animal. Like, if a human has sex with a chicken, they don't have enough room inside them. So, none of them died, anything like that, so that I couldn't have. And my memory is shit. Like, I don't know. I just don't know. But that is my darkest, deepest, darkest thing that has ever happened.
Oh boy.
Yeah?
I don't know what to do with that information.
that's my skeleton in the closet.
I'm not sure what to do with that information, Jeff. I'm processing.
I'm still processing, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, because I had no idea. Like, I had no idea what sex was.
Why would a chicken die if you fucked it?
I get the size, like the...
Yeah, but if you were eight, or...
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Like, also, like, I don't even know if I was getting full erections or anything. Like, I've got no clue. But in my memory, it's I had sex with the chicken. But
this multiple times?
Yes.
Weird.
Yeah.
Your parents know about this?
Nope.
I hope they don't listen to my episode. They don't listen to my show, do they?
I don't know. No, they barely listen to ours. So, I mean, I don't know if you feel not to put it on, but. It's just, I don't know. Like,
I don't know what to do with that information, Jeff. I am somewhere.
You're just...
That's weird.
Yeah. And, like... And it all came from just lack of knowledge.
Well, see, to me, you ever watch the movie, this is going to bring the Bobcat Goldthwait. Sleeping Dogs Lie.
Mm-mm.
You ever hear of it? It is a movie about a couple that are together that they each want to tell each other before they get married their deepest, darkest secret. The girl's secret is she once blew a dog in college. In college, she just got bored and saw her dog sitting there and thought it'd be funny to just give it a blowjob. It had a red rocket, and she's like, I'm just going to blow it. And the whole movie is her processing this information, her telling the dude, and the dude, of course, just going nuts, because his secret was something like, oh, when I was a kid, I did this. Oh, you know, it was like something bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finally told him, I blew a dog once in college and just kind of laughed about it, and he just fucking blank face, like, what the fucked out? And then, you know, pretty much the whole movie is then her trying to get him to cope with, yeah. I just did this weird thing once. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. And
so
like,
that's where I'm at right now with you, because I have seen this movie, and I'm like, people just do shit sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done anything that weird, but I've done some shit.
I'm positive it comes from the weird Christian, like, sex is bad, don't even talk about it, just, like, things like that. And, like, just not understanding. Like, I don't know. Like...
Huh. Did your wife know?
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
I almost don't know if you want me to put this on because of you.
I might tell her before it goes up. Like, that doesn't come up in casual conversation. You
no,
know?
But I was
it's
gonna say...
It's nothing I've hidden. Like, it just doesn't come up.
I almost want to recommend you watch this movie.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, this won't air for, like, a good month or maybe 3 weeks or so. So you got some time to ruminate to...
Yeah. Like, I think the further away I get from it, I know it's a weird thing.
Yeah. Like... It's pretty weird.
Yeah. But I know...
Yeah, like, okay, I'm processing an 8-year-old kid... Uh-huh. Who's just kind of dumb and just doopy.
Yep.
Just doing doopy shit. It's like, I'm dumb.
Uh-huh.
And you can't get away from it. Like, you can't erase it. It just exists.
Yep.
Like, I don't really have... I just don't, like, I was never as... I don't know. I just didn't really do weird shit. I did weird shit, but it was all just, like, weird shit to myself.
Yeah, and we've also... we've explored the fact that I was a weird-ass kid.
Like, so, Bill and Mike both know this.
They do know
this. Are they the only people, they're the only people in the world who know?
That know me. Like, Reddit, because I did up on Reddit.
What Reddit say?
A lot of this has got to be a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, just like, I'm expecting...
And a lot of, like, that can't be possible, chickens die. Like...
But I don't know, like... I'm just thinking when they think chickens die, it's just like, I'm thinking, like, yeah, from, like, weird rednecks, just go out and, like, power fuck a chicken. like adult, like, 40-year-old men who just go out and, like, power fuck an animal.
Yeah, their own living fleshlight.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, like, an 8-year-old kid just kind of, like, just squirt their little worm in and just see what happens. Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm just processing this in a fun way. I don't know where to go with it. There's nowhere to go with it. It's like, oh, that happens.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's my deepest, darkest there. Like.
This is kind of as dark as they get. I mean, I guess you could have fucked a relative.
Yeah.
But.
Or, like, killed a guy or something. Like.
You know what's weird? I bet most people would be less weirded out if you said you killed a guy.
For sure. For sure. It's far less taboo. Murder happens all the time.
I was going to say, yeah, it's less taboo for an adult to kill another adult than it is for a child to explore their sexuality in a way that is a taboo to adults.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm with this. I'm on board. I'm on board for this, like, information.
And it's just, like, I know I'm going to feel weird when this comes out, but it's also... I've processed it. Like, it's like, I think it was dumb.
Have you ever, like, thought about telling a joke about it on stage?
No, not yet. I haven't processed it that far.
I would...
I don't know where the funny is yet.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, there's a funny there somewhere?
Oh, there's a definitely funny there somewhere.
I don't know where it is.
And, like... And your 8-year-old... I'm just gonna assume your 8-year-old brain does tricks. It's like... Oh, well, obviously, because they're, you know, they are into it and things like that. Like, you tell yourself that it's okay when you're 8 because you're just trying to process the things you've done. And, like, it's, like...
This episode went somewhere where I did not think... we just talked about, like, how I always put a little tag at the end of every little description and shit gets real. Holy shit.
Shit got real.
It's getting all caps on this one.
Yeah, like, I'm actually kind of shaky. Like, I just exercised the demon.
You know what's really weird? I don't know what this says about me, but I literally don't think any differently of you. Yeah. Which actually says worlds about me.
Well, that's the thing. I've gotten to a point where I was a kid. It wasn't like a couple years ago when this
See,
happened.
That's my thing. Like, my entire process of it is, you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
When kids are kids, they do weird shit.
Yeah.
Like... Kids just do weird
some
shit.
Some kids eat rocks, some kids fuck chickens.
I'm just saying, like, just kids do weird shit. Like, because it's just, it's. The taboos don't exist to children.
Mm hmm.
That, you know, like, taboos only exist once, like, social norms become a thing. Like, you don't understand social norms when you're fucking.
And, like, this used to eat at me.
Yeah.
It used to just, like, I'd be sitting, like, bopping around, good day, like, fucked a chicken that one time, and it just like bad day hit me. Like, it used to haunt me, the fact that I had done this thing that I then knew was, by most people's standards, deplorable, horrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
And then so it would, like, haunt me, and now I've gotten to the point where I'm just like, I was a dumb kid. I did a fucked up thing, but I was a dumb kid. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like pulling the wing or pulling the legs off of cats or anything. Like,
well, yeah, again, like, and I don't know, we were talking about pink flamingos. I just, oddly enough, your wife and I, our previous episode, just talked about pink flamingos. And I don't know if you've seen that movie.
Mm.
They fuck a chicken in that movie.
Oh, really?
They actually fuck it to death.
Oh.
And then in the filmmaking, like, actually, the filmmakers, they cooked and ate that chicken afterwards.
Oh.
Yes. Like, literally during the making of this movie. Well, in the movie, they fuck a chicken, and at the end of the movie, well, after the. After they say cut, they then pluck that chicken and they cook it and eat it because they didn't want to waste the money for the chicken. This is the first thing they thought. Literally, the first thing I thought was pink flamingos.
That's funny.
But they were adults.
Yes.
And they fucked a chicken for a movie.
Yeah.
And they ate dog poop.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gross.
Wasn't that. No, that's The Birdcage with Robin Williams.
Different movie. Not quite the same movie.
I was like, didn't my parents used to rent that all the time?
Yeah, Nathan Lane and Robin Williams. Not quite like the... Divine and John Waters. slightly different coupling. Just saying.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I don't want to know where to go from here now.
I don't know. We could just move on.
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
I'm going to blow my nose and get a drink. And it's getting warm in here because there's some heat. And it was raining, so we had to close the windows.
I think I'm going
to
open the window up.
So we're going to take a break. Break time. Ruminate. I use that word improperly. What does ruminate mean?
I have no clue.
Me neither. Fuck it. Break time.
Yep. So we've got to have decided... So,
and we're back. So, over my break...
We've got to talk about the elephant in the room, pretty much.
I almost wanted a cigarette after that also. Like, I was like, oh man, 8 days, I really need a cigarette to process. Because this is what I do. That's how I'm... Mm-hmm. What I do to process information. I go outside, I smoke a cigarette, and I fucking, you know, think. Because I'm trying to quit. Well, I'm quitting smoking. Not trying to quit. I am quitting. So yeah, so as we're talking, I'm talking to Jeff here during the break. All right, so where do we go from here in the rest of this episode?
And we had nothing.
I still have nothing. I don't know where to go from here in this episode. Mm-hmm. All I can say is I'm really excited for this to release to see what possible feedback I'll get.
Yeah.
Or you'll get.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm assuming all of my listeners, 99% of my listeners, so there's one or two who found me just independently.
But also listen to my stuff.
But I was going
to
say, in theory, if you're listening to this, you know who Jeff is.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like you said, you didn't think anything different than me because, somehow it doesn't not make sense.
Well, I mean, in theory, I know you.
Yeah, true. And
this is something that happened when you were a kid.
Exactly.
And this had already happened yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't change anything.
This has already happened. Anyone who knows you because of the podcast... This has happened before they already knew you.
Exactly. Like, that's why it doesn't worry me too much. I recognize that it's a heavy thing.
Again, of this is bringing back to that movie, Sleeping Dogs Lie. Mm-hmm. Sleeping Dogs Lie, and that's the whole, like, I don't know if you're, do you like Bobcat Goldthwait, the comedian?
Yes, I do.
Like, his movies are pretty deep, you know, where you see World's Greatest Dad.
I haven't seen any of the stuff I want to.
You know what it's about, in theory? Yeah. Yes. For those who don't know, World's Greatest Dad, starring Rob Williams, a man who has a kind of shaky relationship with his son. The son accidentally kills himself through autoerotic asphyxiation. God, I can never say that fucking shit.
It's a tough
term. Autoerotic asphyxiation. Mm-hmm. Son of a bitch. Essentially, chokes himself to death while masturbating. Mm-hmm. The father then kind of... the father finds him. Obviously has a giant breakdown, crying, a lot of fun shit, which is a rough scene in the movie.
I imagine.
The father then... covers up the death. He just makes it look like it was a regular suicide.
Yeah.
And then deals with that information. The whole movie is just about pretty much him dealing with the information that he kind of faked this whole thing to save... to save face for the son who never liked him in the first place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so Rob Williams, the whole movie is pretty much him going through his own breakdowns because of this. Like, most of his movies are about these kind of weird secret shit.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Sleeping Dogs Lie. Again, it's a woman who did this weird thing with a dog in college just because she thought it'd be funny. She's like, whatever, I'm just going to blow a dog. And just, whatever, just got weird hair up her ass and just do something weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then her dealing with this guy, who she's known for a long time, and just dealing with the same thing about, I did this weird thing once. And I did it well before you ever knew me.
Exactly.
You fell in love with me.
Yeah, that's like... I felt comfortable enough telling it now, especially because I knew you'd be cool with it. Well, I knew you would react.
It took me a second to process.
I knew that you would think no different.
You going into it, I'm like, there's no way he's going to say...
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Do you know, because it did happen more than once, you want to know what stopped it? Me discovering how to masturbate. I did not know before that.
Huh.
Yep. It was just, I had the demons in me I needed to get the fuck out. Like, it was just being uncontrollably horny. And a kid.
We're going to use this as a PSA.
Parents, teach your kids!
Teach your kids.
Yeah.
Guess what? Self-pleasure isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
And there's easy ways to do it.
Yeah.
There's the easy way, and then there's the hard way.
Yep. Letting a child discover it on his own.
Oof.
This was also an era when you could just let a kid wander in the yard hours.
I have said on stand-up, I haven't said on a podcast, not the way I learned to do shit back in my day. Now me, and you're also speaking about autoerotic asphyxiation, when I was starting to find out things, I like to be, like, not choked, I guess, but just kind of have, kind of be choked, I guess, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So I would have been, like, yeah, probably about 10 years old, maybe, maybe 12,
it's,
maybe.
It's that time.
Around that age.
Between 8 and 12.
I would lay in my bathtub with my face under the faucet with a washcloth over my face, essentially waterboarding myself. Except that when the waterboarding, they just pour a bucket on at a time, I would keep a constant flow on.
Yeah.
And just enjoy that feeling of drowning. And then kind of jerk off and diddle myself. And like I said, in the stand-up thing, I eventually got too big for my bathtub.
Yeah.
Which is the punchline of that joke.
Yeah, you found the funny. I haven't quite
with me, that is the funny. I'm a huge dude now, so you can just find the funny of like this giant 6'4", 300-pound man trying to lay in his bathtub with his face under the faucet, which would just be funny. again, this is why, like, to me, I'm just like, you know what? When I was a kid, I did some weird shit, too.
I just happened to go to one of the darkest weird
shits. Mine just involved another living thing.
Yeah.
Mine just involved waterboarding myself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have chickens.
Nope.
One of the first things I'm thinking of is, like, what would I have done if I had a bunch of animals? Now, granted, I had... Like, my mom was a dog breeder. I had big-ass dogs around, but they're scary. They have teeth.
Yeah.
No, like, again, I've never really thought about it, but I'm like, you know what? Now that I think about it, those motherfuckers have teeth.
Yep. But, like,
I've seen dogs bite each other.
This was an age when my parents would just be like, all right, go outside and play, which, did people do that with their kids anymore?
I have no idea.
Like,
that's what I did. When I went outside and played, I'd get a magnifying glass and burn my initials into things.
Well, so did I.
Like, it's what kids do. Like, like, they'd burn things and...
Set things on fire.
Yeah, I'd find old cigarette butts and smoke them and shit. Like, just weird shit. I'd go down, because I live right by the creek.
Yeah.
So I would always go down the creek and just play by myself.
Exactly.
I'm like... I guess
by an open body of moving water.
Yeah, I would say a large body of open water, and there were like big holes because where I lived, there was a good like swim spot around there. You know, and like across the road, you have to go across the street. Well, leave your house, go across the street, go down this fucking steep ass bank.
Yeah, I did all that shit.
Yeah, I would hang down there for like 8 hours,
and I just got like puberty hit, got monstrously horny, and I was alone in the world.
Yeah,
and it didn't pan out. In a way that I like to remember.
Yeah. I'm 100% going to suggest watching that movie, though.
Yeah.
Maybe you can have movie night with a wife and watch Sleeping Dogs Lie.
She and I are going to have an interesting conversation this evening.
Now, I don't care if you have a follow-up with me on an episode, but I want a follow-up in IRL.
Okay.
In real life, I need follow-up to this.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you and I are friends and we've known each other a while.
Yeah.
And this is interesting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just, I do have an interest. I have an interest in deep dark secrets. This is half of this show.
Yeah. That's like because people that you, I knew that, and that's one of the reasons I brought it. But then, I don't think I was. I knew it would be like it'd be throwing my dick on the table, like beat this motherfuckers.
Yeah, dude.
And but then I said it, and I was like, oh, I feel weirder than I thought I was gonna. Like, I was like, ooh, shit. Like,
that's some info.
Yeah.
Like I was just saying, Mike Bennett. Now, granted, Mike Bennett did have the popular girl. I was gonna say, Mike's was just like cringeworthy, like just like fun Reddit cringeworthy shit. Like, it was like the pop, like
and
like.
Would I know who that is?
Yes.
Oh.
Later. Okay. If you could think of the popular girl of your grade, or of his grade, it's that person.
I knew so little people.
All right, I'm gonna say, like,
okay,
he was two grades below me. I hated half of his class. I knew who she was by name. And, like, would fake letters from her that he would write himself and put in his locker, and then find letters from, the popular girl.
That is so sad and so great. It's such a kid thing.
Yeah.
Kids are dumb.
Kids are dumb. And, again, now your story, again, makes me think, God, I'm glad I'm not a parent. Just like, I could have a kid who would be outside fucking jerking off on frogs or something.
Yep. Or the day I take my daughter to the hospital because she's got like an army man up her vagina or something.
Or like an eel. Or like a ferret.
I think she'd have a tough time, finding an eel, too.
Well, okay, I'm just saying, like something slippery, like a salamander, lizard, snake. Yeah. Yeah. Snakes. You guys like snakes.
I do. But, yep.
Now, how would you deal with that as a parent?
One step at a time.
Also... Just assume for somehow your parents fall onto this episode.
I don't know. I have literally no idea how that'll pan out. It'll more than likely just kind of... I don't know. I have no idea.
See, that's what... To me right now, I'm interested in what you think...
What the fallout's going to be.
What you think other people's reactions are going to be. Like, I know some. Mm. You know there's going to be a set if you were just like... Done. Just, like, I'm pretty sure they're just going to click off. They're stopping the episode. Like, alright, done with this episode.
Before it even the punchline hits on that, they're just going to be like, I can't hear him say that.
Yeah. And then there'll be a few who listen. Once you do say it, off. Done. Yep. Oh.
That'll be interesting. Like, okay, let's theorize. Aislinn, it'll be a conversation for sure.
Yeah.
But it'll be an adult conversation, and I feel we'll get through it. But her initial reaction, I can't predict. But I can predict that we'll get through it at just with under an evening. Yeah. Like, it'll be a thing.
Yeah.
Parents, I don't know. Like, Mike and Bill already knew.
Now, is she gonna get mad that you said this to me first?
Maybe.
You think so?
We'll see. But we'll see.
For the record, I think I'm a good trial.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, toot my horn, but I'm a good trial.
Mm-hmm.
Trial run.
Parents?
Now,
that I can't predict.
Do you plan on just saying, like, telling, do you plan on just having this be an open thing to the world? Because like, we were talking about, like, your, the party scene, when, like, you got drunk and
blew some dude. Yeah, well, there we go. Like, this is the one thing I haven't done that with. You know?
Yeah.
Like, any other weird thing.
And we talked about this, like, you mm-hmm. know, like, airing things out before they become a thing for other people kind of mm-hmm. bullshit. So, like, now do you plan on doing that with this? Like, you plan on, like...
I think I'll let people find it if they find it. I don't think I'm going to advertise it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy a t-shirt.
No. No. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get t-shirts printed.
Oh, no.
Like, we've also managed to make two of the toughest people to make feel weird, feel real weird.
No shit. This is a feat. This is a feat of emotional strength.
Oh.
My comedian mind, though, just so you know, is flying through jokes. I want you to know that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I'll probably send you some texts at some point. That's why I'm letting you know this ahead of time. We do communicate outside of the podcasting world.
Yes.
and there will be... fun texts.
But there's the thing, like, once the fallout's over, which I don't see being that big, because I don't hang out with a whole lot of people. Period.
Well, yeah.
Also,
job,
I don't...
kid, wife.
Yeah. I don't hang out with a whole lot of people that are going to give a fuck more than, like, whoa, yeah. weird. Like, but that'll be about it. So, oh, yeah. like, but then, that's... the last thing I had to feel guilty about. Like, it's the last secret. Like...
what else is there?
Nothing for
me. Yeah, man, podcasting has fucking emptied you out as far as you fucking aired your laundry out.
Yeah. All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of it now.
Yep. Yep.
It was the last one.
Yeah, and this, like...
that is the big one, though. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big one.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, I have a few things that I will keep. I don't consider them big ones. They're big ones. They deal with, like, other specific friends and specific people from years and years and years ago that no longer matter to anybody, but they would have mattered at that time to certain people. And so now, like, it would just be like, what's the point of bringing it up?
There's details related to a story Aislinn told on her podcast that I haven't told.
The abortion thing?
Yeah. And, like, that's not my place to tell that stuff, but, like... you know, just my take on it and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not really a secret. It's just something that's not mine. You know
what
I mean?
Well, yeah. You're part of it, obviously. But
exactly. Like, yeah. I mean, yes, I was very much part of the whole process.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Beginning, middle, end, but...
creation and et cetera.
Yes. And termination. But, like, again, that's more her story, so I'm not going to, like...
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is really...
well, this one is definitely all yours.
And, like, I know that once any fallout happens, it's going to be kind of cathartic. It's going to be like, you know, damn it, it's all gone. Like, it's out there.
Yeah.
There's nothing I've done that's not out there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I, again, I'm pretty much there, but like there's just like the things that are there don't bother me, and they're just there, like they just exist. Mm-hmm. They're just things.
Well, yeah, stuff that no one cares about.
That's the thing that no one would care about me if I said them now. So, but they would just be like a weird odd conversation I feel like having with one person that would last 5 minutes, and then it would just be done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just boring. Like it's not even fun. It's not fun. Mm-hmm. It's just boring.
Mm-hmm. And like podcasts is my therapy. Who do you tell that shit? Like the story I told. Yeah. Who do you tell that to process? You don't tell your parents. You don't tell a girlfriend right away. Like, yeah. He's not been together 7 years. I think we'll live. But
yeah. Man, that's fun.
Yeah.
I want to watch that movie, too. I just want you to watch that movie.
Yeah.
I want to I want to watch it and then tell me you watched it, and let's talk about that movie now.
Yeah.
Because that movie will have a significant meaning to your life.
Yes, a very significant meaning to my life. But, like, then there's a thing, like... Because, like, I've gone into spats where I'm like, I'm going to look this up and be like, how fucked up am I? You know, that sure. kind of thing. And, like, there are fucking adults that are still, like, scheming to do things like this. And that,
well, yeah.
like, that's been helping me process now. I'm like, I don't secretly pine for chickens at night. Like, I don't.
Oh, God.
I don't, like.
Oh, God.
Oh, glory. Your chicken feathers run. Were so red and beautiful. Like, no, that doesn't, like, that's not... Your beak glistened in the
oh,
sunlight.
My God.
Like,
oh,
there's
God.
Not, there's none of that. There's no missing it or anything. So I know that it was just a fucked up thing from
yeah.
childhood.
It's...
Yeah.
It's the like, kid thing again. It's just
yeah.
like kids do stupid
the fact
shit.
That it doesn't...
This again makes me hate kids more. Like the more we think I'm like, God, I hate kids.
Yeah.
Kids
yeah.
are stupid.
Oh God. Thank God I wasn't a fucking serial killer and didn't like rape and murder another kid
well, also,
or something,
you
know?
Are you a Chuck Palahniuk fan?
I'm not opposed to him, but I haven't ever
and
sit
have
down.
Have you heard of or read the story Guts?
Nope.
It was a short story from he did a whole book called Haunted,
mm-hmm.
and the whole book is it is a collection of short stories and short poems that are strung together with a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
The whole book is about a writer's retreat that are all these different authors getting together writing short stories. So that's like the intertwining of the narratives.
Okay, yeah.
And there's one story called Guts, which he wrote, which is three different stories that he heard while touring sex addiction meetings and shit
mm-hmm.
For when he was writing Choke. During his, he did a lot of public readings of this short story, which takes, I think it's like 8 minutes or 12 minutes to read or something like that. Throughout all his tours, I think 70 or 80 some people have fainted while listening to it, just listening
wow.
to him read it.
Wow.
And essentially the stories are, the one was just about like, this young kid, who had like an older brother who like was in the army or some bullshit, like
mm-hmm.
would write letters back to him about how like, people would masturbate different ways in different countries, you know, and what they would do would like, I don't know, it was like stick carrots in their dick, like pretty much sounding, essentially.
Yeah.
Like people don't know what sounding is, you know, putting things in your urethra and then masturbating. And so he would.
From get, what
like,
I hear, it's pleasurable. I'm
yeah,
not
exactly.
interested, but.
And well, this kid had a drip of candle wax, a long shard, which
mm-hmm.
went in and then got lost. And then him, pretty much, essentially pissing blood, and then eventually having to tell his parents. And then his parents yelling at his older brother for telling him this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a word that it's a French word, which pretty much means like it's not an elephant in the room kind of thing, but like that secret that no one talks about the family kind of thing, which is again what you're talking about now. And the big story, which made everyone faint in this short story, was this kid would swim to the bottom of his pool and kind of sit on the drain and have that suction action on his
mm-hmm.
asshole and then jerk off. And he got lightheaded too, was holding his breath, and he would come back up, then, you know, release, and little swimming pearls.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all true stories, mind you. It sucked his intestines out. And he was either going to drown or had to chew through his intestines. I was going to say, your face now.
That's tough to make me queasy.
Also, in the book, we're describing textures, we're describing tastes,
oof.
We're describing him seeing the little pill that he swallowed earlier in the day floating in the pool. And then having to call his parents and go to the emergency room. Also, his sister then got pregnant next time she went in the pool, apparently, and she had an abortion because she went swimming.
That seems unlikely.
It is really unlikely. It is possible, though.
Yeah.
It is a possibility. It has happened. There have been other things where people would masturbate in a public pool, and then someone went in a pregnant who was a virgin, never had sex. I was going to say, it's incredibly unlikely, just chlorine alone.
Yeah.
It's actually possible, and so this kid then actually impregnated his sister also.
Oh, I don't got that story.
Also, yeah, so we're talking chewing through his own intestines because he got caught, well, because his intestines got sucked out in the pool drain while masturbating. Did masturbate, sister got pregnant, and that's a true story. So again, like, we're talking kids do stupid shit.
Yeah. A lot of it is the snowball effect of just, like, you know, one thing leads to another,
Well, yeah, and well, that's just how that whole thing was. And so then we were also dealing with parents, and the sister had an abortion, by the way. The parents paid for his sister was, like, 12 years old.
Yeah.
So this, like, young girl who got pregnant from her younger brother, like, whole weird shit. Like, we're talking just, like, whole snowball of crazy shit.
Yeah.
But apparently that whole story, according to Paulnick, is true also. It's 100% true story that he heard at a sex addiction place. And there you go. So again,
now I'm reeling, just like,
I was going to say, your face during, like, the chewing through the intestine thing. I was going to say, if you read the story, it only takes about 8 minutes, 12 minutes to read, and you can find it online, because it was published in Playboy, just as a short story, as an independent short story. It's published a bunch of different places. Like, it's just an openly published thing.
I don't know if I need that more than the bullet points on that story.
I was going to say, like, I'm sure I missed some cues.
Yeah.
But just, like, talking about, like, just, the part that this made me, like, and I actually got a little queasy, and I don't get queasy.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's him talking about the textures of chewing through the intestines. And that he couldn't feel it because your intestines don't have nerve endings and shit. So, the thing is, like, when he talks about in the book, like, he tried to jump up, pop up, and he got stuck. And so he kept on pushing and, like, pushing with his legs, and felt a weird pull in his stomach, and then got about 6 feet up and stopped. Because you're in a deep pool. And then he's just kind of tethered there at some point, you know, trying to swim and not getting anywhere, and looking down and seeing this rope. And just, like, It's a rough story.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, Chuck Palahniuk, great author.
The cliff notes on that story are hard to hear.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chuck Palahniuk is easily one of my favorite authors. Mm. Like, I love it. I love Chuck Palahniuk. And plus, because a lot of his stories, even his fictional stories, are delightfully intertwined with these non-fictional tidbits of real-life trauma.
Which
is great. Like, I love that shit.
It's a fucked up place.
It really is. But yeah, and there's tons of stories in that whole book is just filled with crazy, crazy shit.
Yeah.
Half the stories are true, half of them aren't true. There's another short story about a woman who, like, she worked for, like, a police, I don't know what her, like, pretty much the job of the woman who would say, show me the doll where they touched you to children kind of thing, and she had to order new dolls, and she accidentally ordered, instead of anatomically, whatever the word was. Yeah, well, there's anatomically blah dolls. Like, pretty much, like, you're finding a doll with a little plush penis, or a little ball sack thing.
Right.
She accidentally ordered anatomically correct dolls, and she got these weird sex dolls from, like, Russia or some shit that are completely, like, pretty much real dolls, but children real dolls.
Ew.
And the police who worked for her station kept on checking them out and would, like, do things to them, and she got pissed off about the whole thing, so she would put razors inside their holes and shit, and they'd have people, like, going to the emergency room and shit. And the whole thing starts with her talking about a resuscitation nanny doll that when someone was doing mouth-to-mouth and someone pushed down on it, a big bubble went into that person's mouth of old goo.
Wow.
That someone was, you know, jerking off into the resuscitation nanny doll or fucking its mouth, essentially. Like, again, Chuck Palahniuk has some crazy stories.
Yeah.
I don't know if that one is all nonfiction or not. Well, right. Or what parts of those are nonfiction, if any of them are.
Right.
But yeah, the Guts one, 100%. It's three stories. I don't know what the other one is. There's the candle wax one.
Mm-hmm.
There's the pool one, which is the clincher. That one is, like, the meat of the story.
Yeah.
And then there's a third one, which is also... And like, there's... Like, the kind of... There's that phrase that sticks... Throughout the short story, there's that concept of that secret, which no one talks about,
mm-hmm.
but is always looming.
Yeah.
And pretty much ruins connections. Because, like, when people don't talk about it...
Yeah.
That's what ruins the connection. Mm-hmm. Like, when this weird thing happens that involves other people...
Yeah, that's...
And then you bury it and never speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you always have it, but it's always there.
Mine was just me.
Well, I was going to say, but it'll always...
Uh-huh.
But to you, that would always be present to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the whole story is about. It'll always be present to these people when they don't communicate about it, because it'll always linger. It'll always be in the back of their head. And, you know, like, you'll be at Thanksgiving dinner, there's always going to be a weird silence at some point where everyone gets quiet because they're all thinking about the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's mentioned in the story also about, like, this weird dinner where, like, it's just years later. And, yeah. And so and that story then is intertwined mm-hmm. with the rest of the story because one of the authors is that kid after he grew up who now is super skinny because he has digestive problems because he's pretty much missing half of his intestines right. and et cetera, et cetera. So he can't gain weight. And I forget what his name is. They all have weird nicknames. Like, no one in the story is named Dave, Steve. It's all like, he is, I think, Mr. Gutfree. because he, obviously, yeah, they're all like Captain Snarky or something. Or what, Mr. Snarky. I forget. Yeah. They all have just like names of personality traits and shit. But anyway, it's a good book if you're into books and shit. Actually, it's one of his longer books. Most of his books are about 200 pages long, but that one's like an actual, like, a 400 or 500 page book.
Nice, nice.
It's a full novel. Just saying.
I feel better about myself.
But I was going to say, these are things that I'm interested in. Like, again, you picked a good person to break this one to.
Exactly. Because, like, yeah.
I'm all about these weird, secret, weird shits and odd elephant in the room mm-hmm. kind of shit. Like, that's my, it's my forte.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was going to say, and I've read a lot worse.
True. True. Like,
most people haven't. Most people haven't seen Sleeping Dogs Lie and have also read Guts and other Polnick books and have also read farther other shit, you know, and go in the weird recesses of 4chan and the dark spots of the internet.
Well, that's like, I've hit places in the internet trying to process this that make me feel great about myself.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because, like, mine was just a stupid kid shit, and this is just, like, adults, like...
Yeah, but see...
Like, that fucking guy who fell in love with a dolphin and weird shit like that, like...
Oh, I don't know if I heard
there was a guy... Oh, God, it's a great title. It's a book he wrote. He, like, lived in this weird enclosure that was, like, half house, half dolphin enclosure. Like, it was, like, a half-flooded house.
Weird.
And it was something like my wet mistress or something like that. Like, the title is I don't have my phone on it.
Yeah,
the title is hilariously bad, but it's a guy who had a sexual relationship with a dolphin for like a year or something like that.
Like, fuck, it's like it's a vagina thing. Yep. Or like a blowhole?
Vagina.
I was gonna say a blowhole you think would probably kill it.
Or it wouldn't work well or
yeah,
whatever.
I'm gonna say I don't know how blowholes work in dolphins, I guess, but
yeah. But, yeah, so, like, and this guy was an adult and published a book about it, like...
Good for him. That's weird. See, to me, that is odd. As an adult, doing weird things like that as an adult, to me, is bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Kids doing weird things are what kids fucking
do.
Yeah,
exactly.
Kids
and, like,
do weird, stupid, weird shit.
And, like, I was saying before, I don't know if I ever finished the concept, like, it's not, like, there is not any lingering of that in my system at all.
Well, yeah, like, I was gonna say, as far as I've known you...
That's probably important to note, though, to just be like...
Oh, the people don't think you, like, have a secret
chip. Exactly.
Oh, I don't... In no way did that even... Was that
I know
a concept
it for,
in
I don't,
my
I
head?
Know it didn't for you.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. I was going to say to me.
I should
know
probably
you.
Clear up that is not a thing.
Yeah.
And, like, even when it was happening, it wasn't something I liked. It was something that was just like, I
have
don't
do
understand what. Nah, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I was going to say, yeah, to me, that wasn't even a concept in my head. Like,
right. No, yeah. I understood it. It wasn't for me either. And it just kind of hit me like, I should mention that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess it was my story. I'd probably mention it too, I suppose. But yeah, I'm just thinking like, oh, that just seems redundant. Duh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was gonna say you're a pretty normal dude, really.
I'm not. I'm not Chicken Lover 69 on like some weird forum.
But you should be. You might be now.
LUVR.
Oh God. Oh no.
There's the funny.
I can't wait for this to be a stand-up thing someday.
Oh, maybe.
It should be. Like, see, my favorite thing is having
like,
that quiet in the room. Like,
yes.
I love creating the quiet in the room, and that was my story with the smart girlfriend. I have that super smart girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and no one knows where a punchline's going. It's like, oh, I just have this smart girlfriend. We were having sex, so I told her to put her hair in pigtails, and she called me a pedophile. And, like, everyone's just like, and why is that? No one knows where it's going. And there was that perfect lull in the room where everything just got... Time stopped, got silent. Well, that's a pretty big word for a 9-year-old. And then boom! Anyway, it just hits that big boom. And that's like my what I want you to do, my Albert Fish intro.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because that awful story will just create that
tension.
That dead silence where you're pulling the wire, pulling the
everyone's
wire.
Everyone's like
the wire.
Holding their breath, like
exactly. Yeah, and then you're just like, pow, if you think that's bad, here's Joey Green. Yeah. And like, it's just been like, just like the most ridiculous, just, I don't know, I love
Green. Yeah, yeah, no, there's potential there, I just don't, I gotta figure it out.
Yeah, oh yeah, I mean, and that's some finesse.
Because that, I could take it too far, like, well, I could take it
darker. I don't even think about that, I'm just thinking, for a joke to bomb, that's the worst joke to bomb.
Yep.
Because you don't come back from that.
Nope.
I don't know how.
No. Like, you know, be like, cats are funny. Like, I haven't fucked any of those.
Oh, well, God. Oh, yeah, you don't come back from that.
No, 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 no.
Oof. But
you're imagining that in your head, like,
oh, I'm imagining you bombing from that and just the struggle. Just,
yeah.
You are literally fighting a current in the ocean, and you're 1,000 feet under, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pointless.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, but like, at the same time, though, I can see that joke. The amount of awkward, the amount of emotions that joke could create,
uh-huh,
could therefore kill for all time.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah, if you...
Like, those people could then never laugh again because they have heard the funniest thing in their life.
Yes.
You could have ruined humor for these people from now on. Broke their funny fuse, essentially.
Like the episode of South Park.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, where Cartman, the ass face people, and he breaks a funny fuse. Like, you could break people's funny fuses with that joke.
Yeah, because
it's in there.
Because there's so much tension. Like, we experienced the tension earlier, yeah, and I'm sure people listening did too.
The thing is, and people probably don't know us that well.
True.
We don't have tension.
Yeah, no. There was never any danger of us not speaking again.
Well, no. Like, no, 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 no. I'm just saying, but like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But like, you can't shock me.
No,
are you fucking kidding?
Yeah.
You know what I've seen in movies? You know the crazy shit I've seen online, where I've been online? Motherfucker, yeah. I don't get shocked.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
jaw doesn't drop.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, you got me to... I think my jaw dropped. I lost muscle control in my face momentarily. That hasn't happened in years. I don't expect that to ever happen again.
Yeah, and like, not to the extent that you, but me too. Like, I...
Oh, yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying,
two of the hardest people to...
The power that information can contain...
Yeah.
Could create something fantastic.
True.
And again, this is my brain. This is where my...
Oh, for sure,
my
no.
My comedian brain instantly goes to that first.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that's...
I actually had, and I don't want to say similar, a somewhat similar bit for my next comedy stand-up thing. My next little stand-up set is talking about sexual deviancy and where my own personal sexual deviancy comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like, I'm not going to go into the whole joke of it, but like, the gist is my mom was a dog breeder, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she bred show dogs. So me walking on my mom jerking off a dog when I was 10 or 12 or so.
Yeah.
And it had an everlasting effect of me seeing my mom jerk off an animal.
Yeah.
Because she's a dog breeder. And again, she bred show dogs.
Yes.
When you breed large breed show dogs, if they fuck each other, they can hurt each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking $10,000-$20,000 animals.
Yep.
So you don't let them fuck each other. Mm-hmm. You do their things separately in a controlled environment.
Yep.
And this is not something that she expected me to see. I don't think she knew that I saw her do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And now my parents recently know I do stand up now. I never told them I did, and they just recently saw it online. So now I think they might watch it, which I told them not to, and it's another reason not to. So now I'll know if they did, because they were around, like, this whole next set from stories about my parents and shit, just to know if they'll listen to what I tell them to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, don't watch it. So now I'll know, because they won't be able to not say anything if my mom hears me tell a story about her jerking off a dog to a giant group of strangers. I'll know about it. Yeah. I'll know if she heard. But anyway, I thought about that also. That's in my story here about...
What is it about that age? Like, 10?
It's a weird age for... I don't know.
Maybe it's boys. I'm sure it hits differently at girls, because I'm sure they have their equivalent. Like, where they're shoving anything they can in places, and like, or just rubbing up against things.
Yeah, yeah. And I've heard weird stories about girls putting crazy shit, including animals, pet stuff, like fish. Fish is a big thing from what I've heard.
Odd.
Girls and goldfish, I've heard, is a big thing.
Weird.
Yeah, like, you know, 10. I thought it was younger for girls. I thought it was around...
They mature faster.
6 and 10 or 6 and 8, somewhere
around
there.
Yeah, they hit puberty earlier, so, like, that weird... Puberty is a fucked up thing. Your brain just goes nuts.
Well, I was gonna say, I also,
that
myself.
Was, like, the first time testosterone was introduced into my system, and it is like just pumped into your brain. Oh, yeah.
Like I said, so like I needed to be forcefully drowned in order to get somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I had to, like, simulate myself dying in a bathtub.
Yeah.
So. Oh, God, that's funny. All right. I think I'm going to call this episode. I think we've reached an apex. I don't know where we can really go from here. No. We're about an hour and a half now, cool. So it was good length. Yeah, I mean, anything else you want to get to in this episode? Like, anywhere else you want to go with this?
No.
I was going to say, I think we've climbed the mountain. I think we've successfully come back from the mountain.
Yes.
To me,
like, without losing any of our digits to frostbite.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think we've come back down from this mountain, and it's good. So I'm just going to say plugs.
Oh, fuck.
What do you got to plug, aside from chickens? Boom. Joke number one.
Oh, shit!
Sorry.
No, that's great.
I felt dirty as soon as I said it.
I was silent, but it was because I was going like, oh, shit.
Like, yeah, there was all facial movement. But anyway, see, so yeah,
there's the Popular Outcast podcast, Jeff in Motion. Popular Outcast is more goofy, more conversational. Jeff in Motion is me fucking having therapy to no one. Like,
I'm also going to say, for the record, again, 90% of my listeners at least know what your podcasts are.
Yeah, yeah.
I can say, because I'm on your goddamn network.
Yes, exactly. And it's
the Popular Outcast network.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Popular Outcast, Popular Outcast Gaming, Jeff in Motion.
Yeah.
Which are all your involvement. Jeff Emotion is just you.
Yep.
Which I love. I still know how the fuck you talk to yourself. It's difficult, man. I found I can do it as long as I can hear the live feed.
Yeah.
I can do it with headphones, listening to myself, and listening to what the audience will be listening to.
I think it helps the whole being in the car because it's super isolated.
Maybe, like, but I tried it. I can't do it. It's so hard.
I don't know. And I'm also a person that can talk for that long on the phone with only on the other end. So, like, that's kind of what it is. There's an imaginary person I'm talking to.
See, I can't talk to someone without seeing their reactions. I need to see your reactions to feed off of what, you know, to get feedback. Like, that's just how humans work. But that's how, I need feedback at all times. Even if you're just nodding or looking at me like I'm an asshole, like you are now. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
No.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, I just need the minimal amount of feedback. But yeah, a little uh-huhs, that shit don't cut it.
Well, there's also a lot of me backpedaling on myself in the podcast because I can't see anyone react.
Oh, yeah, which is great. Like, but, all right, so we got three podcasts. Yeah. Twitter, did you plug anything? Or what else do you want to get involved with?
Nerdtastic 91686. It's a date, September 16th, 86.
Yeah, I still can't remember it.
Yeah. Facebook, Jeff Conkle, it's pretty, like, find me.
I just didn't know, like, well, all you want to plug for.
I don't care.
Yeah. But yeah, people, if there's ever an episode to give feedback to,
this would be one.
This is the one, man.
Watch us get, like, just a bunch of people like, me too, man!
Or if you get pictures sent to you, look what I did this weekend. From creepers. Oh, God. All right, so, did you plug your Reddit? I guess it's your whatever. Do you want to be found on Reddit?
It's Nerdtastic 91686 will find me pretty much anywhere.
I was going to say, I've Googled that before and then just found all of your accounts. Yeah. Really, it's all there.
Yeah. So, Facebook is the only thing that only has my name in it. Like, everything else has got that somewhere.
Yeah. Well, see, is your Facebook, is it facebook.com/...
It might be.
I thought it was.
I know it's jeffrey.com call.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, you sneaky bastard.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I got so much to plug as usual. My Facebook... Find me, it's Mixing Up at Mike Carpenter, whatever. Search that on Facebook. I think it's facebook.com.
Before you get to the end, it'll suggest it for you, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I think it's Mixing Up dot what the fuck ever. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, just search Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter. Mm-hmm. You'll fucking find it.
Yeah.
Go to the Popular Outcast page, which is mixingup.popularoutcast.com.
Or just popularoutcast.com and click on the link.
Yeah, I was going to say, click it. It's my big old stupid face as a clown.
Yeah. Yeah. A wacky clown.
Hey, I'm the sad clown. It's a sad clown. I love the sad clown image. I got my Google Mail. Send me emails. You know, feedback. I love feedback. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. I respond to pretty much. I've responded to everyone who's ever sent me anything.
Yeah.
Even people who comment me on iTunes, I respond to.
Nice.
Yeah, I know, right? But yeah, Gmail. It's the longest email address ever created, which is mixingitupwithmikecarpenter@gmail.com. Doesn't sound too long when I say it. Try typing it, asshole. Yeah. It takes an hour. let's see, I got my Twitter, which I love Twitter now. I'm pretty much on Twitter. I like I said, I respond to everyone.
Follow Twitter.
Me at Mike's Shit. It's all one word, you know, no underscores, that bullshit. M-I-K-E-S-S-H-I-T. God, I got my phone number now. I'm a Google Voice number. Call me again. Leave me feedback, guys. Leave me messages. I'll play them if you want me to, or if it's funny, or if I think it's worth listening to, I'll play it. It's 702-POD-CUNT. That's P-O-D-C-U-N-T. I don't care what the numbers are, because every phone in the history of phones have the fucking numbers.
Even rotary dial phones.
I was just going to say, even fucking rotary phones had the letters there where the numbers were. Mike Bennett and Chris Rao, you goddamn assholes don't need to remember what the fucking numbers are for your fucking phone number. God damn it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. And I'm losing my voice, by the way. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm starting to lose the voice.
Yeah.
And last but not least, my favorite, Snapchat, man. I love it. I've gotten a bunch of you people now fucking add me on Snapchat, send me great stuff. So find me on Snapchat.
I love Snapchat, and I will... I don't use it for what the obvious purpose is sending dick pics to girls. Yeah. I use it to send, like, naked pictures of myself on the toilet to people who don't want it.
To me. Yeah. And me. Because,
and, like, Mike Bennett.
Because I do
and,
want
like,
it.
Yes. Well, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, I think I've screenshotted everything you've sent me. I love it.
And, yeah. I mean, it's not nothing, like, it's obviously me naked or on the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't see anything. Oh, I make sure of that.
I love Snapchat. But also, I won't get creepy unless you get creepy first. So, yep. I'm just saying, just for people who have me on Snapchat, I'm not going to send you dick pics unless you want them.
Yep.
Just saying. But then I'll send them to you. I don't give a fuck. But, yeah, my name is M-I-U-W-M-C. It's the abbreviation for Mixing Up With Mike Carpenter. Pretty easy to remember.
Yep, yep.
I think that's all my plugs. I think I'm good. I'm well plugged. Lose my voice, so I'm gonna end this shit.
Yeah.
My voice is dying. Yeah.
It was a roller coaster, man.
No shit. This, I like this episode.
Yep.
This is my new favorite episode.
I was 10 minutes in to the story.
Yeah.
I was like, we might cut this and move on to something else.
I was actually thinking that also.
Yeah.
Not anymore. I'm
good. We pushed through it.
Yep.
We're I'm good. Happy where we ended
like
up.
Like I said, we climbed the mountain. We have successfully returned, I think.
Oh, that
listeners,
was a...
Listeners, let us know. Yeah. If I'm correct in assuming that. All right, man. So, I'm done.
Well, hopefully we didn't jump the shark or chicken.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Done. Over. End. Ending. Ending episode.